If you have your Bible, turn with us this evening to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. And the Bible says, "Let no man deceive you with vain words," verse 6. "For because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience." Those are the very children of unbelief. Those are unbelievers, amen. But he goes on in verse 7 and said, "Be not ye therefore partakers with them." Amen. He said, don't get caught up in unbelief. Amen. I tell you, we ought to just believe God because He is who He is. Praise the Lord. He said, "For you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Did you get that? Jesus said, "Say, you used to be dark, but praise God, now you're light." Amen. That's what you're called to be. That's what you're called out to be, is light in a dark world. Amen. We're supposed to be shining, praise God. Shining what? Shining examples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless His holy name. He said, "Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord, and having no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest," what? "By the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light." I want to say light shows the things that we can't see in the dark. Amen. Verse 14 says, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." What an invitation. He said this, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise." Verse 16, "Redeeming the time, because the days are evil." Verse 17 says, "Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." You pray for us just a little while as we try to preach to your heart on this thought. The road to service is finding the will of God. The road to service is finding the will of God. Now, as we stand here tonight and we look at this, and we preach Wednesday night on being a follower of Christ, it's not about something that we've done. It's about what we do, praise God. And we ought to be following the Lord all the days. That ought to be our desire. That ought to be our goal. In order to do that, it's like I tell all the young preachers, and that the call to serve is the call to prepare. Amen? If we're going to serve God, any of us, we've got to prepare to serve God. Amen? We've got to make ourselves ready, and we've got to make ourselves available. Amen? And when we do that, praise God, God can use us in a mighty way. God can begin to do a work in us, praise God, that's encouraging to somebody else, that we might be an encouragement even today. Sometimes we got an attitude that, you know, we're going to do it tomorrow. Amen? We're going to do it after a while, or we'll do it later on. But we need to decide that we're going to serve. If we're going to do it, we better do it today. We may not have tomorrow. Some of us is getting pretty gray. Amen? Brother John? Amen? But no, seriously, Bible said to redeem the time because the days are evil. We need to back up. We need to think. We need to focus. And we need to redeem that time. We need to take charge of our time. See, our time is just as important as our tithe. Oh, you guys, here you go, preacher. You're going to preach on tithe. No, the Bible said that we give 10% to God. It belongs to Him. Amen? Amen? 10% off the top. Not what's left. No, not even after taxes. Amen? Off the top. But what about our time? We need to redeem our time because it's precious. As I look at this world we live in, I realize, praise God, that we're sliding through here. And if we ain't very careful, we don't redeem our time. We don't use our time well. Now, I'm just minded the Lord tonight. And I've seen it in my own self. I've told you I worked and I tried to do things for so many years and as assistant engineer and working 60 and 70 hours a week and trying to give my children all the things that I thought they needed. When really what they needed was me. They needed me to be a daddy, to be a father, to be there for them. Amen? To encourage them, to lift them up and help them, praise God, to be what they need to be. So see, our children are growing up, praise God, and they're going to be just like us. Oh, me. Eh? Huh? Oh, me. So if we're going to serve the Lord, we've got to start realizing, praise God, we need to get our priorities in order. Amen? And not wait too late. You know what that means? That means, Aaron, you start now, buddy. With little Paisley while she's still little. And you put down your priorities and you sit down with your little wife and you say, you know what? This is important. And this is second and this is third. And that most important part, it needs to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? It needs to be the house of God. It needs to be a relationship, praise God, with the God of glory. Because if you build that, praise God, on that strong foundation of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, it'll stand the test of time. And when the times get hard, and they will, things will come your way, praise God, like an explosion. Amen? But praise God, you'll be so founded on that foundation, praise God, it won't even shake you. Amen? That's what'll happen. But we need to be preparing for those days. We know trouble's coming. Amen? We know trials and tribulations are going to face us because James said they would not if, but when they come. And they're going to come. So if we're preparing ourselves today and preparing ourselves in the Lord, we begin to see some things take place. So we see that we come out of the darkness. We're not living in dark. Amen. We've been illuminated. The light's on for us. Amen. The Father said, he said, the light's on, praise God, and it's shining bright, and we need to radiate that. We need to reflect that light that's in us. Amen. Amen. Are you still with me? Somebody say amen. 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 We need to be reflecting the light that we say we've got in us. Amen. As we're followers of Christ. Amen. Amen. So we got to begin to get this thing laid out. We got to begin to figure out where we're at and where we want to be. Now that's the big question, not where do you want to be? Because there's a lot of things out here that you can get into. A lot of different directions that you can go. A lot of different avenues that you can take. The Bible said there's a broad way out there. And then you get on that Broadway, and he said, and by the way, he said there's many that go in thereat. And you get on that Broadway, man, you can go there, all kind of different avenues. But there's a good God of glory. He said, you know what? There's also a narrow way. But he said that narrow way is a right way. Said it'll lead you, praise God. It'll encourage you. It'll help you. It'll show you, praise God, things that you never thought you'd see. Amen. Hey, these people in this world, I prayed for them, and never thought they'd get in. But I prayed, believing, Lord, you said you would. And he did. Amen. After years and years of prayer, praise God, they finally got in. Because, hey, you know why? Because somebody had them on their mind. And they sacrificed some time and prayed, praise God. And God heard and answered those prayers. But I wonder if we're following in those footsteps. See, we're not preparing ourselves to take it, to fill some shoes. Amen? We need to be preparing ourselves today to fill some shoes on this road to service. Because some of these days, some of these old saints of God ain't going to go out of here. Attrition. Amen? It takes you out. Takes people out. Amen? So we need to be, boy, I appreciate these little ones that's willing to get up here and sing, Jesus loves me. Amen. Why? Because one of these days, praise God, they're going to fill our shoes. And we're preparing them today for that, glory be to God, for those first steps tomorrow. Amen. When they're stepping up, praise God, and filling in where we left off. Amen. Lord tarries, he's coming. When he comes, he's coming. There ain't going to be no slowing him down. But if he tarries for a few years and we go out of here, and then what? We got to think in ourselves, what are we going to leave behind? If our people's coming up behind us and they're preparing themselves like we are, what kind of church am I going to leave behind? Amen? What kind of church will we leave behind if my children, my people, our people, the church, is preparing herself like I am, like you are? Where would the church be in 20 years? Amen? How important will it be in 20 years? See, we have to realize, praise, we've got a great big stake in this thing. And we got to figure out, praise God, find our place in this, praise God, and just dig in. Amen? We just got to dig in, praise God, and allow God just to hold us there, amen. Because we can't keep ourselves there, but He can hold us, praise God, in the firmament of His hand, glory to God, throughout the duration. And praise God, it don't matter, come hell or high water, God can hang on to you. Amen. He promised He'd never let you go. Amen. Praise God tonight. Well, I don't know about you, but I believe that's good. Amen. Praise God tonight. He promised, Jesse, He'd never let us go. Amen. Once we received the Lord Jesus Christ, and we said, Lord, I'm going to sell out. I'm going to follow You. Amen. I'm going to follow You, Lord. Wherever You go, praise God. Wherever You lead, I'll follow. Amen. I told Him, I preached there Wednesday night for those that you wasn't here. In order to do that, He may say, well, you know what? You're going to be homeless. Amen. You follow Me, you may end up homeless. Would you still follow Him? Amen. We ought to. Amen. We need to be willing to follow the Lord Jesus Christ wherever He goes, wherever He takes us. Amen. This journey called life. Hey, it's short. You say, well, preacher, it's such an undertaking to try to follow Jesus and be what He wants us to be. It's major. I'm not going to lie to you. It's a job. But we need to pursue it, praise God, because it's just for a short time, glory be God, and then we'll spend eternity with Him. Amen. And all the strife and the tension, all this stuff we put up with every day, it'll be gone. Hallelujah. Never have to worry about it no more. We'll be with the Lord in that perfect place that He's created for us. That perfect environment, praise God, with a perfect Savior. Amen? It ain't going to get no better than that. So if we can focus our mind on that, and we can realize, Paul said, hey, look, it's time that we rise up and allow Christ to shine in us, praise God, so that we can illuminate the world. That road to service tonight, praise God, is in the will of God. It's shining forth the light of Christ. It's showing some old sinner, praise God, the way to the Lord. It's illuminating the path so that they can see to get in. See, we can't save nobody. I can't save nobody. You can't save nobody. But praise God, we can point them to Jesus that can. Yes, amen. We can take them that old God. The Bible said the word not go out void. But praise God, it'll find a root and a settling place in the heart and the mind. Somebody else will come along and water it, and God will give the increase. Amen. You say, preacher, you really believe that? I believe that with all my heart. Man, if I didn't believe that tonight, I'd just fold her up. I'd go to the house and forget it. But I still believe, praise God, that God's saving old sinners, glory to God, because He loves them and He cares for them. He came to seek and to save them, praise God, by His mighty power. But He said we need to walk circumspectly and redeeming the time. We need to realize that we're running out of days. Amen. As my granddaddy said, as you get older, the days accelerate. Amen. Amen. These parents like these here that's got new babies. Amen. They've entered into the twilight zone. Amen. They don't realize that over the next few years they're gonna grow and they're gonna nurture this little one, and the next thing you know, they forgot about time and the essence of time, and they're gonna wake up one day and they're gonna be 50. Amen. But what we do right now is what makes a difference. And we realize, praise God, all that don't matter. But what we do for the Lord Jesus Christ, that will matter. He said, we've got to, on this road to service, praise God, we've got to be prepared to serve Him all the way to the end of the road.
Amen.
Amen. Because we know where the road ends. Amen. For a child of God. For a child of God, that road ends in glory.
Amen.
It ends in the presence of a holy God. Amen. Forever and forever. Throughout all eternity. Life without end.
Amen.
Praise God. I don't know if that stirs a bubble up in your heart. Amen. Praise God, that makes it all worthwhile to me. Amen. But what we got, in order to do that, we've got to find. Verse 17, this is my text. I'm going to try to hurry. He said, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. What does God want you to do? Where does God want you to go? How does God want you to behave? How does God want you to react? There's a lot to learn. Amen? There's a lot to get to. There's a lot of knowledge that we've got to try to attain to in this old walk of life. Amen? So much for the easy believism. Amen. There's some things that we've got to know. Where do we get it? Where can we get the direction that we need and the things that we need to know so that we can do it right? Hey, listen, we only get to live this life one time. Amen. When it's over, it's done. Amen. That's just like raising our children. We only get one chance. If we blow it, it's blowed. They're going to grow up and be just like me and you. Amen. Scary, isn't it? Amen. So we got to begin to realize where we're at and where we want to be. And we got to begin to realize, to allow God to put us in a place and to help us get to where we need to be that we might give Him glory. Amen. So how do we do that? We begin to find in His will. Find out where God is, and we find it in His Word. Look at John chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 16. The Pharisees and the Jews were marveling at the Lord Jesus Christ, where He got all His knowledge from. He was trying to figure out why Jesus was so smart. He said, verse 14 says, "Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up in the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned?" He said, we never seen him down here sitting under Gamaliel learning the things, the books of the law and those things that you know from God. So how did he know them? But listen to what Jesus said, verse 16 of John chapter 7. He said, Jesus answered him and said, "My doctrine is not mine, but His that sent me." Amen. He said, what I got is coming fresh from glory. Amen. He said, I've got a direct line with the Father, and the Father's directed me in where I need to go. Amen. He said, what is He saying? He said, I'm trying to hook up with the will of the Father. Amen. And He's guiding me, praise God, and I'm listening to the guidance. That good counsel of God. Amen. This is what it says. If any man will do His will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He said, yeah, it's the doctrine that I'm teaching. He said, it's an instruction that's coming from the throne of grace. Amen. That I'm a passing out. So how do we know the will of God for our life? It's because we get the instruction from the instruction room. Amen. We get it directly. It's like those submarines. They used to have a control room in them. And no matter how deep they went or where they was at in the world, praise God, they was instruction room where they communicated with above. Amen. They was always in communication with above. That's how they knew where they was at, and that's how they knew where they needed to be. And Jesus is saying of the Father here, He said, listen, He said, the way that you get in the will of God is you stay in communication with the one that's above. Amen. The one that's directs you. He shows you the way. You don't have to wonder about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Gives you that spiritual guidance from above. That'll help you be where you're at. So you say, well, how do I get there? Then it's surrendering our will to His will. Amen. That's the tricky part. Amen. That's the hard part. Because our flesh comes up. It rises up like a cobra. Scope comes up. So wait a minute. So, I mean, I've got to surrender my will for His will. That's exactly right. We have to surrender our will for what God will. For what God wants. What God wants to show us. The way God wants to lead us. So we surrender our will for His will. Amen? That's where you start. Till we do that, we're just it's like beating a dead horse. Amen. He ain't going to plow not one more row because he's dead. Amen. But when we seek the will of God and God begins to bless us and help us, we begin to see it when we get in God's way. You remember the story over in Genesis 24 about Abraham and he told his servant that his wife had passed away and they'd buried her. And Abraham told his servant, he said, you go down to find my brother. And said, you go down, told the servant, you go down. He said, you find Isaac a wife. Amen. And said, you bring her back. And the servant goes down there and he followed the directions of the father. Now, Abraham is a type of God the Father. The servant's a type of God the Holy Ghost. And Isaac is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the servant says, okay, Father, I'm following your directions. Amen. And so the servant takes off in Genesis chapter 24, verse 27, and he makes this statement. He said, I being in the way, the Lord led me. Now he had got down there where he was supposed to be. He said he was staying in the way. The Father told him to go. And praise God, he got down there and he said, Lord, if this is the place, this thing, said, there's some things you're going to have to take care of. And God says, all right. He said, you followed my directions down to a T and I'll do what I need to do. Amen. And there was that little old wife for Isaac waiting by a well. Amen. How did it happen? It's because somebody was in the will of God. They was following the Lord according to His Word. He said, you go down there to me. Don't turn to left or right. Go down there to my brother and find Isaac a wife. So he did. Amen. Went down there to get him in the lands of Gentiles and brought him back over top of the church. Amen. Praise God. He brought him back. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing that is. So we see this taking place. Amen. So God will use it. Three things God will use to guide us. Hey, three things. Let me give them to you right quickly, and we'll go eat. Three things God will use to guide us. Number one, He leads us in certain truths. God don't give us gray areas to work in. Amen. God will never give you a gray area to work in. Amen. We can take His Word and we can find it. How do we know? Because He gives us His Word. Amen. But He also gives us something that's better than that. You say, what's better than His Word? It goes with His Word. Amen. And that's the Holy Ghost of God. Look over at John chapter 16. John chapter 16 and verse 12. We'll start at verse 12. He said, I've yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. He said, howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself. I like that. Amen. He said, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Amen. That's when it gets real exciting. When the Holy Ghost of God starts showing us what's ahead. Amen. So He leads us into certain truths. Amen. Certain truth. Not just a flippant type God who just kind of throws us out there, but He said there's certain truths, praise God, that we can know that come from God. Amen. He ministers to us, praise God, and He shows us the things that we need to know through the Holy Ghost of God. But the thing is that the problem that we have is the flesh. Because the flesh don't always want to listen to what the Spirit's saying. Amen. Because human beings, we're great problem solvers. Right? We've got all the answers. Amen. If you don't believe it, ask my wife. No, I'm just kidding. Amen. She hardly ever offers her opinion on anything. Seriously. Amen. She won't even decide where we go to eat at. Amen. She said, you're the man of the house. I'll leave you to make that decision. Amen. That's all right. I mean, I get to eat everything I want. Amen. But God don't leave us. He don't leave us in uncertainty. But He gives us certain truths, praise God, that speak to our heart, that point us in the way that He wants us to go. But we just got to be with. What did Jesus say? He said, not my will be done, but thine. Amen. If we got to, what we got to do, I said at the beginning, we've got to get rid of our will, what I want to do, and do what God wants me to do. Does that make sense? Amen. It puts you on a different plane. Puts you on a different playing field. Amen. Because what I might want to do, praise God, might not be what brings glory to His name. But He knows where I need to be, praise God, that He can use me the best. Amen. He knows exactly where we need to be. He sends the Holy Spirit to guide us into these certain truths. So that we're not playing in a gray field. Amen. So that's why He leads us in certain truths. Number two, He will never lead us contrary to revealed truth. Amen. He'll always reveal that through the Word of God. Word of God will show us where we need to be and what we need to do when we need to do it. Amen. He does it through the Spirit of God, through His Word. It speaks to our heart and it guides us. He gives us the guidance and the leadership that we need. Amen. And we need that. Hey, listen, fellas. If I got your attention, man. We're supposed to be spiritual leader of our household. And we need spiritual guidance. And we need to ask God to help us with that. To guide our... Because if not, well, you know what we'll do? We'll derail our families. Amen? They'll get off on the wrong track. But praise God, if we got the Lord and we're seeking His will through certain truths, praise God, He'll show us the right way. Amen? He'll never get you out there and switch a track on you. Amen. The devil will. Amen? He'll switch a track on you. Next thing you know, you're plowing down through there doing what you know you think you need to be doing, and the family will take off on another track. Amen? It's a hard thing, but it's a truth. So we got to step up. We got to be vigilant, amen, and realize that there's some revealed truth to show us that we need just obey the Lord. Look over at, let me give you an example of that. And look over in Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. Let's look at Acts chapter 16. Let's look at verse 6. Now let's start at verse 5. He says, and so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. But now listen to this, verse 6. He said, now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and in the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia, after they were come to Mysia, they essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. Amen? So Paul and them, they had a desire, praise God. They said, you know what? We've ministered here, praise God. The church is here. He's getting these people being saved all the time. It's time to move on. But what the Holy Ghost said? God, the Holy Ghost said, no, wait a minute. It's time to just stay still. Amen. It's time just, hey, he said, you know what he was doing? He was encouraging old Paul. He was saying, you know what? Praise God, you've been doing service for me. You've been taking care of things for me. And praise God, I just want to see the results of your labors. Amen. He said, I just want you to see for just a little minute, Paul. Praise God. And Holy Ghost said, hold on a minute. I just want you to see how great and mighty powerful I am. Amen. How I'm going to take what little dab you did, praise God, and I'm going to bless it on purpose. Amen. Sometimes we just got to stand still and see where God wants us to be. Amen. Let me tell you something happened to me. Last several weeks, we've been having sicknesses and people in the hospital and been running quite a bit, going different places and doing quite a bit of running around. And I got back about, a month and a half, 2 months ago. I bought 5 gallons of paint and I was going to paint all my little buildings. Man, I had it in my mind I was going to get that done before winter time, before snow started blowing. Hadn't been able to get around to it. Seemed like everything else was more important. Amen. So I put it on the back burner. Well, I was in the study the other morning, and Josh was supposed to come help me Thursday afternoon to do some things. And I thought, well, I'll run out to Lowe's and pick up a few items we need to take care of that little job. And maybe I'll look over. And when I was in there, I thought, well, I'm going to look at those little old spray painters. You know, those little Wagner painters, power painters. I thought, if I get one of them, it's still taking a couple of days to do this little old building. Maybe I can do it in a couple of hours. Amen. So I got over there and I looked at that thing and the price said $149. So I put it back on the shelf. That's why I said, whew. Amen. So I put it back on the shelf and I went on a little ways. For some reason, I turned around. I went back over there to it and I got it and looked at it again. I thought $149. But 2 days' work or 2 hours' work. I said, I believe I'll go ahead and get it. Amen. So I started it. And I done procrastinated over this thing for 30 minutes. And so I go back around the end of the aisle and started up to the checkout. And I happened to see a fella up there that I knew. And I went up behind him. I pecked him. He just got finished talking to somebody. I pecked him on the shoulder. I said, what are you doing? He jumped. He said, hey, what are you doing? He said, I'm getting some stuff. What are you doing? And he's a painter. Does it professionally. Amen. Amen. It's my cousin's husband, who it is. So I said, these things here, are they any count? He said, well, I don't know. Said, I don't use them. Said, I've got couple of those professional rigs. He said, I don't use, but said, I've heard they're pretty good. He said, what are you painting? I said, well, I've got some little old sheds over in my mama's little saddle closet that she's got, and so I need to paint them before winter sets in, and I need to be able to get it done. And he said, well, I'll tell you what to do. He said, I've got one right now that we're not using. Let me just bring it to you. Or you can go pick it up if you want to today. And I thought about it. I said, no, I can't do that. Because I don't know if I'll be able to get to it today. I might not be able to get to it tomorrow. I might not be able to get to it for a week. I never know. Amen. And he said, hold on a minute. And he got to pull his phone out and he said, hey, what are you doing? And they must have said, we're loading the truck up. He said, well, when you get that truck loaded up, he said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. He said, you know where the Pine Brook Development is? And they said, apparently said, yeah. He said, well, I want you to come to Pine Brook Development. I'll meet you through. He said, I got some little sheds I need you to paint. The man hung up his phone. I said, wait a minute, Huey. He said, I can't pay you, son. I don't have the money to pay. It was all I could do if I could pay for this. He said, who said you had to pay me? Amen. I said, Huey, I can't take that, son. I can't allow you to do it. He said, listen. I said, you got to pay these people. He said, well, listen, I can do what I want to. It's my company. Amen. They come over to the house. Brother Mike, they sat in there and they painted those buildings in 2 hours and put 2 coats. Amen. One, old Bones was a paint spraying. Amen. Another boy was a rolling behind him. They went over them buildings. They put 2 coats on her. Praise God. They was getting it done. They got done and they said, well, you know, man, that didn't take much paint. Oh, we still have probably 2.5 gallons left, 2 gallons. They said, why don't we just, he said, let's just put another coat on. I said, no, you don't have to do that. They said, no, we're going to go ahead and put another coat on. And they sat in, they put another, they even painted that little old pump house you built for me. Amen. I said, glory to God. You can't outgive him. Amen. You can't outgive him. Did you hear me? I said, you can't outgive him.
Amen.
Well, that ain't the end of the story. So they got loaded up and they left. Boy, I thanked them. Amen. I appreciate them. Well, Friday morning, I went to visit, done my visit. I went to the hospital, prayed with Allison's little grandmother, and went over and seen Miss Ruby and made some rounds about. And I got home about 11 o'clock that morning. Amen. I put a load of clothes in the washer, and I was going to go out to study, and I heard a car pull up in the driveway, or a truck. And I looked out there, and I thought, I don't know who that is. So I went out there to the driveway, and I said, sir, can I help you? He said, yeah, I introduced myself, Brandon, something another. And I said, well, what can I do for you? He said, well, I don't know. He said, I just come up here. I thought maybe you might have a little painting you need me to do. He said, I need some work. And said, if you just had, he said, I seen your barn shed back there. He said, I just wondered if maybe I could paint that for you. I told him, I said, sir, no, I don't need that old barn shirt, that old barn shed, just no backer barn. It's just old rough sawn lumber. It's aged. I said, it's going to be there longer than I am. I said, that old barn shed, I like it just like it is. I said, you know what? I said, if you'd have been here yesterday morning early, said, see these little old outsheds of mine? He said, yeah. I said, a fella come by yesterday and painted them for me. He said, just my luck. He said, I was supposed to have been here yesterday morning. He said, but my old truck had been acting up. The rear end was going out of it. And he said, Thursday morning was the only day that the boy said he could look at my truck. He said, I missed the opportunity. I said, well, God, God bless you, son. Bless you. I hope God blesses you good today. Hope he gives you plenty of work. He said, you're a preacher, ain't you? I said, yes, sir. I preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God he saved me. You know what he said? He said, preacher, I'm glad I come this way today. He said, I've been having some struggles. I've had a hard time for the last year. I ain't hardly been able to make it. He said, I've had troubles at home. I've had trouble with my wife. I've had trouble with my vehicle and my business. He said, I'm struggling, preacher. I need your help. If I write my name down, would you pray for me?
Amen.
I said, yes, sir, I'll pray for you. Amen. I began to talk to him. He began to tell me some situations and some things. And when he got done, I told him, I said, why don't you write your phone number down for me? And I said, I'll get a hold of that fella I know. And he told me today that he slammed covered up. I said, maybe he could allow you to help him just a little bit. He said, oh, man, I said, I'd appreciate that. And I said, I said, well, I tell you what, I'll not only do that, I'll give him that number, but I said, I'm going to put this up here and I'm going to pray for you every day. And he stuck out his hand. He said, thank you, sir. And I held his hand. I said, well, but I tell you what I want to do. I said, I want to pray with you now. Would that be all right? And big old tears began to run down his face. And he began to get help from the Lord. And we began to pray for him and his family and his business and all those things. And God just blessed him on purpose. Got done praying. Tears were rolling down his face. He pulled his shirt tail up and mopping them tears, a weeping and a crying. He said, boy, he said, I'm glad I come by here today. Amen. You say, preacher, that's just a coincidence. And I want to say, praise God, that's God Almighty. Amen. When we seek to be His will and we stay where He wants us to be, praise God, He'll bless us on purpose because He promised He would. Amen. Take care of all those things that we can't take care of ourselves. You say, preacher, that's just a coincidence. That ain't a coincidence. God knew I had a need. And He met that need. He knew the situation. But He also knew what this little old boy was trying to do for him. Amen. I ain't a bragging on Jeff. It's God. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that allows me the strength to get up out of my bed every day and say, Lord God, if you'll help me to be a help to somebody else. Oh God, I'll bless your name. I'll magnify you. I'll lift you up, God, if you'll just help me to help someone else. Amen. And God said, well, sir, I'll take care of that for you. Amen. He said, hey, that fella's coming. He's a fella coming to see you. Amen. On Thursday in an old blue Dodge pickup truck. I said, he's not going to make it. He said, you're going to go out to Lowe's and you're going to consider getting this thing to do it for you. But he said, I'm not going to let you. He said, I'm going to even take care of that for you. Amen. Praise God. You say, well, God just don't do that. God does that. Amen. God honors those things, those people that honor Him. Amen. When we seek to be in His will, doing the things that's pleasing to God, He blesses us on purpose. Pours out on us, amen, that we ain't even able to receive it all. I mean, it's packed down, it's pushed down, it's packed, but praise God, it's still running over. That's just the way God is. Amen. But He said, you know, wait a minute. He said, that little old fella in that blue truck, he still needs some help. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send him my own purpose. He said that you can encourage him just a little. But you know what, Brother Jeff? When that little old boy backed out of my driveway and headed back down, boy, this little old preacher, I was a bubbling over. I said, thank you, Lord, for hearing answered the prayers of this little old preacher and sending somebody that I could help today. Amen. Glory to God. Sometime in His will, He may tell you just to hold on and wait a minute because He wants to just show you how great He is. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. What a God we serve. I don't know about you, but I praise God for what He does for me. Amen. You know why? Because He loves me that much. Amen. He puts a love down in my heart and I ain't ever got over. And I can't help but praise Him. Amen. Amen. But in order to do this, so you can't follow the flesh. Amen. Flesh will mess you up. It'll let you down. See, sometimes God opens doors, and sometimes God closes doors. Amen. But see, so what we got to do is you say, you know what, God, your will be done. Amen. If you want to open the door, I'll go through it as you lead. He said, if you close that door, praise God, that'll be all right too. Amen. You know why? Because He's wanting to open a better door. Amen. He's wanting to open a debtor. Well, praise God, you can give Him glory. It may be that the time will be a little more difficult. You may have to go through a little bit more stuff. But praise God, when you come out on the other side, you'll be shouting the glory. Amen? That's what He does. Because He's God. Amen? So He'll never lead us contrary to the revealed truth. He'll show us the truth. Not only that, but last of all, He will lead us to being a willing vessel. Amen? A willing vessel of the truth. He'll always lead us to be a willing vessel of the truth, to carry the truth forward into a lost and a dying world. Amen. A willing vessel. Look over, flip over one more chapter, the Acts chapter 17 and verse 16. Look what the Bible says. Acts 17 and verse 16. He said, now while Paul waited for them, they're talking about Silas and Timothy, while he waited for them at Athens, his spirit was stirred. Now who's doing the stirring? The Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. His spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to adultery. Amen. Idols, idol worship, people deceived. And it stirred his heart. He said, therefore disputed he in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons. What was he doing, Brother John? He was redeeming the time. Amen. A lot of wickedness, a lot of evil around there. But he was redeeming the time. And so he said, and with the devout persons and in the market daily with them that met with him. Amen. He was redeeming the time. While he was waiting on Silas and Timothy, praise God, the Holy Ghost of God stirred his heart. He said, well, you know what? Being as I'm here, amen. You say, well, preacher, we can't do that. Why can't we? You go to the grocery store, being as you're there, amen. You go down to the job site, being as you're there, amen. You go to the doctor's office, being as you're there. You got some time to kill, right? Instead of reading a magazine, say, you know what? Boy, I love the Lord. He's been so good to me. Amen. This little affliction I'm here for, praise God, He's going to take care of that too. You really believe that? Sure. He's the great physician. Amen. He's the great I am. He's the greatest thing in the world. He knows the feelings of our infirmities. He knows when I'm weak, praise God. And then He makes me strong. Amen. Paul began to redeem the time. Because days is evil. Praise God. Not only there, look at chapter 18, verse 5. Chapter 18, verse 5 said, when Silas and Timothy were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the Spirit and testified to Jews that Jesus was Christ. Amen. God moved, the Holy Ghost moved upon him in a big way. He said, hey, praise God, just tell them who Jesus is. Amen. He was a willing vessel. If not my will, but thine be done, O God. If you don't want me to go up there and preach, praise God, I'll just preach here. Amen. Whenever I announced my call to preach and God began to open doors, praise God, and He allowed us to go different places after a while. Amen. But I always returned to my home church. But He began to open the door. He opened the door at the lake. Allowed us to go out there to the lake for 2 summers and preach the gospel every Saturday night. Amen. Praise God. Redeeming the time, praise God. I don't need a... Hey, I didn't have to have a church building. I could tell about Jesus wherever I was at. Amen. People come, but help. Out there at Lake Louise, Weaverville. Amen. Little old people come out there and made that their church. Amen. What if we hadn't done that? We'll never know the result till we get to heaven. But see, when we're in the will of God, seeking His will, we never know what He's going to do in us till we get to heaven. We'll never see the results. Amen. But praise God, one of these days and we get up there in glory and somebody, like Brother Bill says, somebody say, praise God. Boy, I thank God for you. And it's because you cared, praise God, that I'm here today. Amen. Well, what a blessing. Man, take a running fit after that. Amen. But he said, I'll be telling about Christ. Now looking over to verse 20. Chapter 20, verse 22. Chapter 20, verse 22, he said, and now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem. What was taking him along? What was carrying him along? Same thing that carried Philip, praise God, across the desert to the Ethiopian eunuch. Praise God, it was the Spirit of God. Amen. We ever get in the will of God, surrender our will to His will, praise God, He'll carry us along. Amen. And you'll say, praise God, what a journey, what a trip. Amen. But he said, in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that should befall me there. Amen. He said, praise God, the Spirit would bear him along. He said, I didn't know what was going to happen. Didn't know the end result, but praise God. I said, thank God for the journey. What a ride. Amen. Amen. That's what I say. What a ride. He said, save that the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. Amen. Praise God, he said, bonds and fix, but praise God, the Spirit of God is using me to be a witness for Jesus. Amen. He said, that's all that matters. So the road to service is finding God's will. Finding where He wants us to be. Amen. It's not that hard, praise God. It's when He impresses on our heart, but to become a witness of peace, it becomes a witness of peace in us. Amen. It begins to speak to our heart. When we get in His will, we become a witness of peace. We begin to realize how great, mighty God is. Amen. And a great big Holy Ghost peace comes on you. I mean, a peace that you can't get over, praise God. And you realize sometimes, you know, you back up and say, you know what? Right here is where God wants me to be. Amen. It's like when God was calling us to preach. I mean, He called us to preach, and we began to go out and preach. Amen. And we went to different churches. We interimed in several churches. I was at Low Gap down there in Sodom down there for 9-10 months. Amen. Went from there and went to two or three different ones and stayed there a little while, a few months. And my little wife asked me one day, she said, I got a question. I said, okay, ask it. She said, it may be a dumb question. I said, there is no dumb questions. Amen. It's just those that's not asked. And I said, what is it? She said, how are you going to know where God wants you to be? I mean, what a question. I said, how are you going to know where God... I said, because when I get there, He'll give me a peace about it. Amen. I said, He'll show me where He wants me to be. So, two different churches asked me if I would consider being... Three different churches, if I'd consider being their pastor. And I prayed and prayed and preached, and God wouldn't let me. But old brother Bill Bryson called me one day because Tara Gibson had given him a number. Amen. Well, she said, boy, I wish I hadn't done that. Boy, did I mess up. Bill Bryson called me one day. Well, he called me a month before that. Amen. And he kind of asked me what I believed and what I stood for and what I stood on. And I told him, I said, praise God, I'm a King James Bible believing Jesus Christ Foundation believer. And he said, well, we might need you to come pray. I said, well, tell you what. I said, you get together and pray about it. I said, if God puts it on heart, you give me a call. Amen. He called me up on a Monday night. Because I'd been down at Metaphoric preaching down there. And I told him, I said, God won't let me take this church. And he said, well, that Sunday night, he said, well, you know what? He said, we've got another fellow. If it's okay, we're going to have him come in and preach a little bit. I said, praise the Lord. You do what you need to do. I said, you pray about it. You mind the Lord. And I said, you know, just call me. Say, if you need me, I said, I'll come back. Help you out. And I turned up there and I went down the road. Amen. That was on Sunday. On Monday, Brother Bill called me. He said, Brother Massey, he said, could you come preach for us? I said, yeah, when? He said, this Sunday. I said, well, okay. I said, where are you at? He said, Stony Fort Baptist Church. Up Pisgah Highway 151. I didn't know where Stony Fort Baptist Church. I didn't even know where Pisgah Highway was, to be honest. Amen. But I said, I prayed and I said, Lord, you know what? I just want to be in your center of your will, God. I don't know what you want for me. I don't know what you want for my little wife. But Lord, I want to be in the center of your will. And we come up, me and my wife, little wife, drove up here and found it on Saturday. Because I was afraid, I didn't know where it was at. And I thought, we've pretty good ways. So we come here on Saturday and found it. I said, my goodness. And I went home and I prayed and I said, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. And we come in that morning, we parked out here, and I didn't know about the ramp, so we walked around, we come in this front door. Brother Dean, we walked in that front door, and I opened the door and let Miss Teresa go in ahead of me. I come in behind her, and she said, I got there to that threshold, and she said, I don't remember it, but she said, you said, this is it. She said, you said, this is it. I got up and preached that Sunday morning. I'll never forget it. On reviving the dead dog. I did. Boy, God moved on my heart. And Brother Bill Axter's over. He said, preacher, have you got any more appointments? I said, not right now. He said, how about not taking none? Boy, I don't know about you, but I've enjoyed the ride. God's been good to us. He's grown us. He's helped us. And you say, why, preacher? Why did he do it? Because we just seeking His will. We're just trying to seek to be in the center of God's will, be used where He puts us. Amen. God does all rest. The road to service, to be in the will of God, where He wants to be, where He can use us. Amen. I tell you what, there's a great ministry in this church. That God can use every one of us big or little, amen, for His service. If we go out and tell people about, what if we just went to our family, our relatives, our neighbors, and told them about Jesus, invited them to the house of God? Could you imagine how many folks could get saved? How many folks could get in before it's too late? Before it's too late. One day it'll be too late. That's why we need to find the will of God today. His will for our life, where He wants us to be, and the direction He wants us to go. And He'll do the rest. Amen. He'll do the rest. He'll put us there and He'll help us every step of the way. It might not be always easy, but praise God, you have spiritual guidance and leadership, praise God, that'll never lead you wrong. Amen. But we got to prepare. We got to be preparing for service to serve Him, because He's worthy. We only get one chance. We only get one chance at being a child of God in this life, His body that we live, and we need to do the best we can. You say, well, why, preacher? Because He did the best He could for us. Amen. He done the very best He could for me and you. Gave the best. Amen.